Hello and welcome to How to Make a Podcast in South Africa. I'm your host, Paulo Diaz. This is a podcast for the South African Podcasters Guild, where we speak to people that you want us to speak to. You got questions all the time about various things, and we do our best to go out there and get you answers. And one of the conversations lately has been around TikTok. Once the domain of dancing videos and lip syncs, it is still the domain of dancing videos and lip syncs, but it's a whole much more smarter than that. And I thought, well, listen, if you guys want expert advice on TikTok, I have got the number one expert on TikTok, in my opinion, Monet Everson from Space TM, a agency that I work with. I have worked with on TikTok for a number of years, Monet. We've done loads of campaigns, Department of Education. I think we've done stuff for Department of Health, or Department of Agriculture, that was it. Burger King, Spur, and really experimented in how can we integrate radio predominantly and TikTok together. And I think we figured out ways, mainly because TikTok kept changing. Mm-hmm. So obviously we're looking at like how do you use TikTok to grow your podcast. Monet, let's first start off about TikTok. I think people don't quite understand it. Let's start off with like a real idiot's guide to what is TikTok.
Okay, so I think the first and most important thing is it's short form video entertainment. It's not social media. It's not a podcast. It is short forms of video which people are consuming. It reacts slightly differently, it behaves slightly differently, and you've got about a 2-second window to grab your attention, somebody's attention, for them to watch the rest of your video.
I think that's been the most amazing. You said something there, it's not a social media, it's an entertainment platform, and I think that short form to get people's attention was always the most mind-blowing thing for me. And you and I, the campaigns we ran together, we'd often compare what was getting people to respond. And I think that's a thing in podcast land. We are about a long-form entertainment, or we are long-form attention. And now to suddenly flip to, I've got 2 seconds, uh-huh. Right? So TikTok's been around. How long? How's it evolved versus what it was? And I think the breakthrough of TikTok was kind of COVID-ish to what it is now.
I think it really popped in COVID. 2020 was when everybody discovered it. It's grown ever since. It's still the most downloaded app on the planet, 7 years running. It's insane. South Africa has grown massively. The local audience currently, the predicted audience stands at 21 million. I think when we did a campaign like a year ago, we were standing at 13 million potential audience. So quite a big growth, bigger than Instagram. But again, so different. What we find is the guys who like Reels don't like TikTok and vice versa. So it's a unique platform. I'm extremely biased. I create on TikTok. I consume TikTok. I love the medium. I've just seen the effects of it.
The difference in Reels, because I think a lot of people are watching. I'd love to know, and maybe you've seen the data somewhere, of how many people watch TikTok videos on another platform. So on Instagram, on X, on Facebook.
I get that quite often, especially in client meetings, where they'll say, oh, no, I watch TikTok. I watch it on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you're not watching TikToks. Get the real stream. Download the app. Get the real experience.
Because that experience is different, because once it understands you, it starts catering content for you, right?
Correct. It customizes within about 3 days. If you really pay attention and you engage with videos, you like, you engage, you comment, you unlike. There is an unlike button. It's a secret little button hidden away under the forward button. But if you see too many dancing boys or girls, hit the forward button, say not interested. It removes you off your feed. And within 5 days, you've got a custom feed which you'll like.
So in our minds, that content that you like, right, we're exposed to a cliche or a misconception of what good TikTok content is. In your mind and your experience, your vast experience, and I've seen some of your videos personally do super well, what makes a good TikTok?
I think 90% luck. I think what's really working on TikTok, and I think that's an indication of how the platform has just become more sophisticated or evolved. There's different forms of content. A year ago, doing a trending sound, doing a lip sync, doing a dance was still important. Where we see growth in following now is once people start adding value. If you can tell me how to make a podcast, how to operate the equipment, and you're adding value to my life, I'm going to follow you. Following as there will follow growth in TikTok land is difficult at the moment because people are more choosy.
Mm.
They'll consume your videos, but they won't necessarily follow unless you're adding value.
And has it changed? Because I know there was a stage where you didn't necessarily need big followings on TikTok for your content to break through. Mm-hmm. Is that still the case, or are we seeing, you know, bigger creators getting the bulk of the views?
So here's the really, really cool thing about TikTok. The algorithm serves good content. It doesn't care who makes it. So also within TikTok, those of you who do consume TikTok, we hardly ever pop into the badge to go and follow the follower or the creator. So the algorithm is simply going to judge and reserve a piece of content based on its performance. Which is great for discovery. So what a great platform. And we've seen guys go from zero to euro overnight quickly. They do well. They're able to sustain it. So it's a great discovery platform.
So that's awesome, because so far what we're picking up is give people value. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to lead into the next kind of questions I want to ask. So give people value and just make good content. And that good content, I suppose, is linked to value because there is something for everyone, right? Mm-hmm. As a bit of an aside, I kind of see with TikTok's own marketing, are TikTok in a space, you say discovery, I mean, are they at a space where they want to be a Google for the new generation?
I don't know if they want to be a Google. They've become a Google for the new generation. Right. The use of search within the platform over the last year has been phenomenal.
Mm.
So all of a sudden, instead of people going to Google to go and search a restaurant, while they're in the app, they'll say, best place to eat in Johannesburg.
Mm.
Most interesting podcast about. And the search can only really benefit you if you've got videos there.
Right.
So if you have no content, you can't be discovered. So you need, for the search functionality, definitely to have content. And then in general, just how would people find you if you don't have anything there?
And would you need to tag your content like that? So if you're, say, you know, somebody who wants to provide content or information on restaurants, is it important, obviously, to tag, you're going to eat at the best restaurants, it's important to tag that or let people know? Do you use hashtags? Are you atting the restaurant? How are you doing that so that you get found?
Okay, so to pop up in that, you do the use of hashtags. So we've got a piece of real estate, the description of the video. What I find often is that people come from social media land and occupy the entire character base loaded with a story, and nobody reads the story. Nobody's going to click in there. Hashtags are keywords for the algorithm to file you. What are you about? So rather utilize all of the inventory with hashtags. Hashtag best restaurant. Hashtag best restaurant in Johannesburg. That's how you show up in the search.
Because your video is your story. I don't need to embellish with any copy.
Correct.
And text, right? I want to get specifically into podcasts, and I'm glad I'm talking to you because you're familiar with podcasts. So you've helped me and given me great advice. I've never taken any of it because I'm a terrible person. But here's the thing of where I'm getting and a broader picture is, and we kind of spoke about it just before we started recording, is that we all understand that video is great for podcast discovery. Are we seeing that those kind of video content people are producing, is it leading to longer form listens? The jury's still out. We're not seeing that yet. But I think what people are doing is, well, when they hear video, they're defaulting to long form video and they're defaulting to YouTube, where there's more video platforms out there, of which TikTok is one of them. So if you're a podcaster and you now want to use TikTok to promote your podcast, I think the first thing, would you recommend somebody focusing solely on podcast? Because listen, making a podcast is hard. It takes a lot of time. The marketing of it is going to take three times that. Mm-hmm. So do you kind of like hitch your horse behind TikTok or still keep trying to be on all platforms? And then if you're going that way, how do I use TikTok to promote my podcast well?
A couple of things. So different things for different people. And different objectives. Coming back to sort of this medium or that medium, you know how difficult it is just to put a podcast together. I know how difficult it is to make one TikTok a day. So to add complexity in my own content or in the production process, it just makes more work, and I think if you pick a medium, then be good at that medium. So if you're going to produce for YouTube, be good. Realize that your discoverability is less on YouTube. Yes, you'll monetize. Yes, you'll get the views. You'll get the subscription. But people would need to go and find you still on YouTube. Where on TikTok, you're on a platform where you might just be served to somebody random. So that's the one thing. I think for the video guys, and I find it more and more, and I had an interesting meeting a couple of weeks ago with a client which said, I don't get it. We spend literally millions of rands on production and get no views on TikTok. Yet an intern walks through my reception and clocks up 20,000 views. How does this work? So TikTok doesn't require overproduced material. The platform, that's not where the platform is at, but it's not the visual language people are used to. Don't complicate it if you want to add TikTok into the mix. Now, again, you said, how do I use TikTok? My initial off the bat, if you're not producing for TikTok and it's not in your scope, try it out as a promotion medium to promote your podcast. And then make it as easy as possible. So we'll pop up some videos on our TikTok profile during the course of this week. At the moment, we've got about 3 phones on which we're producing content, shooting simultaneously. And all we're going to do is take this footage and create a highlights reel from it later on.
Okay.
So it's not that complicated. We've got 3 holders, a cell phone holder, that we're recording. This is content. And a lot of the podcasts that I've discovered via TikTok, because I spend 90% of my entertainment time on TikTok, has been highlights out of the recording, where something has happened which was interesting. The highlight of the show, which might be at the end of your show, clip it out and show it to people. So for me, the advice is always like, promote that you're going to have a podcast. On Thursday, we're going to be talking to X. When you talk to X, start releasing the content. What was the highlights? What were the key findings? How can we spin the story? How can we grab all of the attention out of the video and then redistribute it? And then finally, if you want to try, go live while you're recording your TikTok, while you're recording your podcast. So if your profile's got a live function, pop up a ring light in your studio and hit record. Don't chase the views. Chase the production methodology. If you get 2 views while you're live producing a podcast, cool, but it's not why you do it. When you do live, the TikTok app has a great feature. You end the live and you hit the highlights button, and in it, it's going to clip all the highlights videos for you automatically.
That's great, because I think you're giving me so many things there. And one thing you've always told me about TikTok, and I don't see it by and large a podcast is doing, is pre-promote. That pre-promo, it's like, I never tell people when I'm going into studio. I never tell people who I am talking to. I tell people who I've spoken to. I tell people after the fact, but I'm not telling before. And I think TikTok works really well in doing that, right? I also love what you're saying, because yeah, you have a inbuilt, fantastic video studio that doesn't require more than your phone. And like you're saying, the live functionality, we did that before, and you helped advise us on a project we did a couple of years ago. So I think that's great for both the guys who are using pretty high-end video, and even the guys still on audio, is like, wow, here's a way just to create video. Like, sure, get the 2 people, but I'm creating reams and reams of content. I think that's so useful, and that's so powerful. And I think the functionality and the ability to edit in TikTok is outstanding. But that need to pre-promote, which I think in podcasts we're a little bit afraid to, because what if we don't actually record? What if something does go wrong? What if my guest doesn't show up? What if our recording gets corrupted? And I think there's a bit of a fear of saying I'm going to do it, because also there's the fear of not being perfect.
We do something quite publicly. We do a video a day challenge.
Okay.
And we do it to our followers on TikTok. And it's true, because you are now committed to making a video a day. So once we do the request, we know we're in for it for 30 days. We have to make a video with other people because they're going to be joining us. So what if you miss a day? So let's say you incorporate TikTok as part of your promotional strategy. And you say, cool, guys, you know what? On Wednesday, we're going to be speaking to the president. we're going to take you behind the scenes, blah, blah. And you tell the story because people on TikTok buy into narratives. Why should I follow you? What makes you interesting? What do you bring to my life? I was going to be speaking to the president. So what if something goes wrong? Be honest about it. It's not the end of the world. Guys, you can't believe it. This is super disappointing. Something happened. So that is a story by itself.
Sure, exactly.
Incorporate. I think TikTok is part of storytelling. Tell the behind the scenes of what you're doing. Tell us when a podcast is out.
So that seems to me like a little bit more important, or not? That's a great takeaway, because it's like, to create video content around your podcast, and we all want to do that because we understand this great discoverability. That does not necessarily mean film your podcast. And, you know, if I'm talking for 2 hours, film and edit 2 hours. It goes pre-promote, tell the story, behind the scenes, build the connection with me. And that's adding video to your podcast without necessarily doing a video podcast, you know, putting all the pressure on yourself.
I want to cycle back to something you said earlier, that video guys then get very involved because they're producing for YouTube. And within YouTube, you need a higher production value because otherwise you're not competitive. So you need better lighting, better sound, better everything.
Thumbnails. Oh, I've got YouTube thumbnails. Don't even... Jeez.
And my question to content creators is always, what is your primary medium? So if you're creating for YouTube, get the video studio. Spend the money on the lights, etc. If you're a podcast and it's audio, be audio. If you're TikTok, be TikTok. You can't be... It's difficult to be all things to all people. To be good at all mediums. And the guys who get it right...
But they're very seldom... by solo creators.
Exactly. Yeah. So it turns into teams of people.
So TikTok's got a couple of things built in. Duets, stitches, things like that. And I'm not even going to pretend that I know about. How, first explain those, and then how could I use them as a podcaster?
Okay, so stitches and duets are two functionalities when you create a video. So I'm quickly going to try and explain this to the best of my ability. So a duet is essentially a somebody's video and you're going to appear next to above them. So it's a split screen environment. So the person, whatever is happening on their full video is what you will be appearing on side by side. Stitch, on the other hand, is I'm taking a portion of a video clip of somebody else and adding to it. So somebody might say something silly and I might stitch them. So I'm grabbing a piece of their video, only a sound clip, and adding my commentary later on. How could you use this? One thing we played around with when we're using duets as a promotional media is get somebody, your ideal guest, your ideal antagonist, your whatever. See if they say something like that. Or you might have proved a point in your podcast and find something silly that somebody is doing and then literally duet them. We were just speaking about this in my podcast today. And split screen it. So again, the two functionalities have a great ability in terms of if you are stitching or duetting with another content creator, you're also getting exposed to their audiences. So I've seen people have a lot of fun with stitching because stitches are stitches and duets are never in, or duets are never ending. So I can keep on adding. So if you make a duet with somebody else, I can duet with you your video. So we can. We can quite power punch the screen, but it's a great medium or simple way to go and comment on stuff.
Power punch the screen, I like that. So, I mean, like, let's give like practical. So, I've got a sports podcast, and would you recommend? So, obviously, you got sports personalities all the time doing interviews. Would you recommend a stitch out of that? So, if somebody, we spoke about LeBron James, for example, and we've got a clip of him. We basically, is it a duet or stitch with that?
Depends on what you want to do. So if he's doing something on screen, he's running around on the soccer field, for instance, and duet video, and you simply want to, or you want to comment to that, you're going to use the duet function.
Okay.
So I'm if he's making a 10-second video, you're on screen for 10 seconds.
Okay.
Essentially. So, yes, if it's available, that's the other cool thing, is different rights appear on the video. It was embedded with the video. So if a duet allowance has been made by the content creator, you can use that. So if there's an interview where he says, well, I think I played the best game, you can stitch that. So keep that and go, I actually think you played the worst game in your life. Which makes a new piece of content.
Sure.
So you could.
And then one thing that a lot of podcasters are starting to do is promo swaps. So they're either running promos for each other's shows within their own shows to broaden the audience. They're doing crossover episodes. We're noticing a few members doing crossovers. But here's another great way to actually just get two creators in the same niche, or maybe even a separate niche, but similar audience, and have them power punch the screen.
Absolutely. And collab, once those two profiles go live, is to also cross-promote and repost.
Mm. TikTok trends, right? We see this. And the TikTok trend cycle seems to be so quick. 24 hours that it's out. Would you recommend using that? Is it something to jump on? How do you do it? Do you dare do it? It moves too fast. How important is it to jump on trends?
Sometimes it's important. Sometimes it's important to do something silly,
mm-hmm.
because that video might grab a lot of engagement, and anybody who engages with a video is definitely seeing your next video. Trends are important because they can get you into places. I think more importantly, my advice to a new TikTok content creator, somebody who's in podcast, is define your brand first.
Mm.
Okay, people are interested in you. Use trends to accentuate what your brands are. And sometimes just use trends to have fun. So sometimes you hop into something, it's widely popular, everybody is doing it. Hop on and do it. There was a Brother Louis trend bursting through, and it was a lot of self-promotion by the content creator.
Mm-hmm.
And a very clever strategy, and he did an incredible job of clocking up like 3 million followers in like a month. But it became popular. So... Mm. Everybody was making it, either positive or negative. People were saying, I don't want to see this anymore. Please stop doing this.
Yeah.
Dance. So it depends. If it fits and it's there, use it.
That must be an interesting thing. And I think over the years, we've spoken to a couple of creators that work with you. That so somebody does a piece of content and suddenly it hits 3 million views. Is there a downside to it? Because now suddenly you go, oh my, how do I do that again? There must be huge pressure on content creators for that.
There is. Again, sometimes you release a piece of content, it does super well, and within 24 hours, you've clocked up millions of views. Everybody always wants to go viral, and the best piece of advice I've ever heard is you had better have a plan when you go viral.
Mm.
So two ways. So first of all, there's a lot of pressure. There's pressure from the content creator to sort of go, but my last video got. You need to move along from that.
Yeah.
Everyone is not going to be a hit. Have a plan. You've got to have a strategy.
Yeah.
If something does go viral, what is your next video? How are you utilizing that very quick sort of burst of awareness around your profile, and the fact that other content is probably being resurfaced because of the popularity of that one piece? What are you doing next?
So that's very important, because you know TikTok doesn't seem to be something that I can just jump on and use once off. If I'm going to go to TikTok, I've got to have a clear idea of what I'm doing with it as a podcaster.
Probably, you know me, I don't really have a personal plan with my own content. And my advice always to people is to have a plan. The point is just, I think podcasters are a bit better disciplined, I guess, in terms of just the work that they put in terms of research and setting up their podcast. Mm. So while you're doing it, you've done a lot of the work, add to it. You've got to consume TikTok if you want to use TikTok.
Mm.
You've definitely got to watch frequently, otherwise you won't know the trends. You can't go in once a week.
No.
And you've got to have fun with the platform.
No.
You've got to be authentic and real and get your point across quickly, and you'll get better at it. That's the one thing we always say to people, you've got to make the first TikTok, and then it's going to be terrible in a year's time, but it gets better.
I think that's the having fun with the platform, because you know, TikTok started as like, oh, it's frivolous, it's for kids. Mm-hmm. But obviously it grew, and I think I was with you at the time when it was the invasion on Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, mm-hmm. all these massive news organizations are straggling to get TikTok accounts, and it's now become like a major news service. Mm-hmm. But it's not to say TikTok is a kids' platform. It's a platform to have a bit more fun and be a little bit more light-hearted in a way in terms of your approach, and not as overproduced and structured in that way, if I'm saying it in the right terms. So obviously we've spoken about this before in terms of podcasters going to YouTube, because effectively, theoretically, it's easier to monetize. Mm-hmm. Monetizing on TikTok. So talk to me a little bit about that in terms of, are creators making money? Are there ways to make money? If not, are there other ways to monetize and commoditize the platform?
Okay, so I'm going to start off with the available options. If you go live, you can get gifts. It broke my mind initially the first time I heard of this, because I wanted to understand where the money comes from, but it literally is users to users gifting people because of their talent. They are live hosts. A live session, you would need to be live for about an hour to obviously obtain some gifts and again add value. We know some live content creators which are making serious cash out of gifting. They are professional live presenters or live hosts, and that's how they make their living.
And can I turn that gift into money? Is it a money that I'm given?
Absolutely. So the money, essentially, once you get the gift, it translates back into a cent or a dollar or whatever. Those all go into your PayPal account, and eventually you'll be able to draw down. And again, like I say, I've know some content creators which do lives as a pure strategy, and they earn good money. The second option, and probably the most feasible for podcasters, is to create series.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially all you're doing in a series is you're creating a bunch of videos about the same subject you did. For instance, let's say you want to do a podcast about how to filter water, break it down into 10 episodes. And then you can monetize by selling those. And those sell as lessons or as series, and they're usually cheap. They're usually 99 cents, but again, it's all in-app. So nobody has to leave. I click on a video, I transact quite easily, I buy my subscription quite easily, and I'm subscribed to your service. So again, within TikTok, as the content creator, you can create series, or you can now create subscriptions. Do you actually want to be live in all of my recordings? That's only available to subscribers. So that TikTok Live will only open up to a special group of people. So there are some immediate options. There are no creator fund in South Africa. Other ways that guys are making money is if you stick on brand, and I've seen guys do it well and elegantly, they stay to their niche, they're true to their own brands, and are then able to do brand placements naturally.
Yeah.
Without it popping out of their content, it still looks like their content. It automatically fits.
So I'm going to come back to that, but you said something important, and what's one thing you've always told me? TikTok does not like people leaving TikTok. So if you're creating a link or anything, just understand that TikTok does not want, so don't put the link to your YouTube channel, don't put the link somewhere else, right? TikTok needs you to do everything within TikTok for you to maximize it.
You now have the options to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
What we're finding is the user stays on the platform.
Yeah.
So once we ask them to click twice, probably they're gone.
Yeah.
There is good traffic action between the two, and it's because the YouTubers are probably using TikTok as a promotion platform.
So okay.
the thing is that I know who to go and look for. Again, you're being discovered. Imagine that we've never met and that I might have heard something about a podcast. Once I'm going to listen to you, I've got to type in your name probably into YouTube.
Sure.
I'm not going to pop up at the top. So I've got to actively search for it. TikTok gives you that sort of free discovery where people at least know that you exist.
That's it.
And YouTube, unless you're putting money behind it, nobody knows that you exist.
That's it. So, and then just one thing on the brand deals, right? So if I'm doing a brand deal, how do I incorporate product placement, branding in my video on t-shirts, that sort of thing you're talking about?
Correct. And again, the guys that do it well, I'm going to...
Yeah, I probably gave you the worst ways to do it.
you made it. It was a difficult challenge as well. I'm gonna take Dan Cordo. We've known and we sort of messed around TikTok for a while.
So to contextualize Dan Cordo, so when we met him, he was doing Breakfast Show on 5FM.
Correct.
And he was doing crazy TikToks, but just doing consistently. He seemed to have a plan, but it was just him messing around most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know you did some work with him post the campaign, and then he's, you know, grown his own podcast. He's now on TV, but he's carrying on with his TikTok. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the context of who he is, yeah.
Yeah. His content on TikTok sort of gained traction when he introduced his beanies, and he's now able to easily incorporate any brand without wavering out of his character, out of his identity and his way of storytelling. He's able to tell anything like, these crazy beanies, blah, blah. So anyway, guys, I needed to get a new phone, blah, blah.
Yes.
It's naturally integrated. It isn't a, hey, guys, look what I got type of thing. And I think it
comes make TikToks, not ads.
Correct. And I think once you've identified or developed your own brand and your own niche, it's easy to accommodate brands.
Mm.
And sometimes you're going to have to say no. It doesn't fit.
A nice problem to have. Would you recommend creators, podcast creators, buying ads on TikTok to promote their podcast?
It's a question that's often asked. Should I promote? Is it going to affect my organic growth, et cetera, et cetera? So TikTok has an app feature called Promote.
Mm-hmm.
Easy peasy. You set it up on your account, logs through to your credit card, and from there you can set certain campaigns. So you can take a video and say, I'm going to promote this video with different sets of KPIs. So I can, for instance, chase additional views, additional follows. Do I want leads, click-throughs, etc.? Again, have a plan. Why am I doing it? Don't do a vanity spend.
Yeah.
Don't go and chase followers. A follower campaign or follow growth campaign, you're probably going to do at the start of your journey or midway through your journey. Know what you're promoting. And know that when you promote one thing, there's probably other content which organically is now going to go out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like any other promotion. It's going to spike.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to drop. Know why you want to use it.
No.
What do you want to do? If you're chasing views, why? How deep? How long? To what effect?
And just finally, I mean, are there any like little practical hacks, like silly little things like the time of day you're posting, a setting? I go back, and this is kind of an aside, right? When you're talking about lives. So we did a live project. At one stage, TikTok wanted to create longer form content. I don't know why. They wanted to compete with YouTube. And we were working with them, TikTok directly, and we were doing like football watch-alongs, right? And we're like 2-hour TikTok lives, which just seemed the most bonkers thing to me. Now, obviously what you attract, and we did the pre-promotion and all that, so we attract mostly young men in their 20s. Within 5 minutes of our lives, the only fan girls would be all over our lives and all our guys would disappear. So that's like, people are going to find your audience, they're going to pinch it from you. But are there things like time of day to promote? I mean, obviously the big markets in TikTok are China and the US, mm-hmm. right? If I'm right in that. Do you try to compete with that? Is there a time that you've got to flood the platform with content to boost? Is there any like practical things we can look at to try?
The most important thing is consistency. Okay, so TikTok just in the volume, on a volume level. If you want to be noticed, you're probably going to have to make one video every day, Monday to Sunday. Okay? It's ambitious, and I know it scares people. It's possible. But again, you can't make a video production on each one. I think that the most important aspect is not even frequency or day, but consistency. So let's say you can't make a video a day. Choose a day and choose a time and release your content on that specific day and specific time. If you stop posting, you get affected. I had a week break and you can feel it in your views because it takes a while for the algorithm to build up trust in you as a content supplier. Do you have all of your episodes here like you have every day or not? Are you dropping me? And again, it seems like the algorithm almost imagined that it's an ideal relationship it's searching. So demand and supply, it's got viewers and it needs content.
Mm.
Over time, I think your profile builds up some rhythm insofar that I can trust Paolo to publish one video a day. It doesn't matter when, but my supply is cool. It seems like if you disrupt it, it disrupts a bit. So what we now say to people is, if you can't do it once a day, then try once a week, but stick to once a week. Content like once a week, not for a week. Again, the video a day is a good habit former. Try it. You literally rip your phone out of your pocket once a day. You make a commitment to yourself that before you go to bed, you have to publish a video to TikTok. good or bad. Eventually, after day three, you'll probably make your video in the morning, get it done with and out of your hair. But it's entirely fine to rip your phone out of your pocket and go, I'm having a frustrating day. I'm having a great day. I'm stuck in traffic. I have to make a video. This is my video. It's just going to form your habit.
Yeah.
And once you've whacked your habit, you can get into quality.
This isn't a medium you can just jump on and off on. This isn't a medium you can do by accident. It can't be just be another thing you do. It kind of has to be, if you're going to get the best out of TikTok, you have to commit to it. But also understand what you're using it for when you're promoting your podcast, that you're using it for other things. It's not your podcast. Right. And I think that's kind of what I've taken out of it. Monet, thank you so much. I think it's been great insight. We've tried to cover a lot. TikTok has been like a 4 or 5 year journey between you and I, and I still can't get my head around it all the times, but you're a great resource to rely on. If people want to get in touch with you, what is your TikTok? What's the best place to find you? Spaces, TikTok, where can people get in touch?
You can chase us through space.tm. And then if you want to find me, probably the easiest way is just to go onto my personal website, moneyebison.com. And that's got links to TikTok. And then once you're on TikTok, stay there.
Monet, well done on your first podcast.
Thank you very much.
In your own podcast studio. And thank you. And that's great value to the members of the South African Podcasters Guild. This is How to Make a Podcast in South Africa from the South African Podcasters Guild. I have been Paulo Diaz with Monet Ebison, and we hope that this has answered more questions than it's raised.